from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, these are the meandering voyages of a man whose mind, a man whose brain is floats like a starship without its engines in the vacuum. Well, I'd need a, probably with a, to a distant gravity of about four different planets in six different directions because of the way it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast to put you to sleep. All right, but Scoot's here, and this is where I talk about, like, just supporting the show. So this is really only for regular listeners. If you count on Sleep With Me or you use Sleep With Me on a regular basis, you're a long-term listener. Like, does Sleep With Me do anything unique for you, right? Is it a part of your life in it's a unique way? Like, when you just discovered the show or it started helping you, you're like, wow, I had no idea this existed, but I was looking for it. And then does it provide something for you? Is it unique and does it provide some? Does it do anything for you? Like, does it help you fall asleep or take your mind off of stuff so you can fall asleep? Or does it keep you company? Does it distract you during the day? So is it unique or somewhat unique? And does it do anything for you? If the answer is yes to the both of those, like, how much is that, does that, is that worth anything to you? How much is, are those things, the unique part and whatever it does for you, worth to you? But the other question is, like, if Sleep With Me went away, like, what would you be willing, like, would that change what it's worth to you? Would it be, would it change the value proposition? It's, but to get it back, oh yeah, I'd pay $50 a month, and you don't even have a tier at that level. So just think about that. But if any of that resonates with you, don't wait. We really are in a position now where for at least a time, I'm going to have to kind of, really work hard to get more people involved in supporting the show. We have the listeners. It's just getting the attention of enough listeners, a small percentage of people, but people that are said, oh, okay, I'll do it now. You just go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus and sign up, support the show. Even if you're not sure, sign up for, they're all the trials are 7 days, and then you could change your mind. But at least then you've done something. You said, yes, it's unique. Yes, it really means something to me. Yes, it does something for me. And no, I don't want to wait. Like, I don't want it to go away. So thanks. Think about that. SleepWithMePodcast.com/plus. SleepWithMePodcast.com/plus. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box, straight straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Tonight's episode is made possible with the hard work of Chris Postal, Posty Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful Studios, who edited this episode, did the theme music. Carl W. also edits for us. Scotty and Jennifer honor artwork. Jonathan Mann is our mystery bard on the lullabies. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter. That's the best place to catch me. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast, whatever podcatching app you're using. Want to thank all our patrons who support the show at sleepwithmepodcast.com/patron, P-A-T-R-O-N. And the listeners have a Facebook group over at sleepwithmepodcast.com/nods, N-O-D-S. Want to thank the moderators over there. Stacy, Lauren, Keith, Julian, Jennifer, and Summer, and Sarah. And that's it. Let's get on with the show. Hey, all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep. We do it the bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. And what I'm going to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thinking, feeling, you know, thinking thoughts, or like thinking about the past, the future, the present. So thinking, feeling, like emotional feelings or physical feelings, sensations are in there, emotions, whatever, any of that kind of stuff. Or, you know, it could be just, it could be travel, it could be your partner's traveling, it could be, you know, coal, whatever is keeping you awake, I'd like to take your mind off of that. What I'm going to do, and what the safe place consists of, is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. You know, I've made a commitment to be here for you 3 times a week, but this current moment in the now, I'll be here for about 55 more minutes, or myself and my neighbor Ray tonight will be here. And what I'm going to do, as I said, send my voice across the deep dark. I have lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, lots of pointless meanders, things I'm interested in that aren't particularly, like, over superfluous. Have I used that in intro? Probably have, but I don't, also not remembering. I think I have a superfluous memory. It's neither super nor fluous. It's fluid. It's fluid, like fluid flowing out my ears, when I'm, you know, like a sieve. Instead of a memory, like, instead of like a mind, like a steel trap, I have a mind like a aluminum sieve. More like a 99-cent store sieve, more like a 99-cent store calendar, than a sieve, because I think that's the same thing anyway. I do have one of those, and the handle broke off on day 2, but I still have it. Still works. That's what they say about my brother. That's what they say. Every time they fly me over to one of those Northern European countries, they say, it's your brain still. I say, well, how's it looking, Doc? And they say, we're a team of, they say, like, they always look at me because it's not one person. They say, we're a team of scientists. Some of us are doctors. Some of us, and they said, well, how's it looking, Doc? How's it looking up in there? And they say, well, we're looking inside, and they try to explain. I said, no, well, is everything check out? Really, what I'm trying to do is loosen them up and get them to laugh. And then they'll laugh usually when I say that. When I say everything checking out, and then, like, usually the ones that are doctors of the mind, you know, like whatever those are called, you know, the motion, they're writing down a lot of stuff in their, on their notepads. And I say, now they got you left, you know, break it to me, you know, break it. And they say, well, everything seems to be working. And like, and I say, properly. And they say, everything's working. And then usually that's when the back padding starts, and they lead me, you know, they try to lead me to a more neutral space. Which in this situation is out of the whatever the institute that they have me visiting and into an awaiting vehicle that whisks me away. What was I talking about? Oh, wait, this is a podcast. If you're new here, if you're new, this is a podcast to put you to sleep. You don't need to fall asleep. You're under no pressure to fall asleep. I'll be here an hour. Also, just because it's a podcast and you use your ears, you're under no pressure to listen, whether active listening, passive listening, Around here, we call it reflective listening. Eventually, you'll get into sieve-like. See, is it sieve or sieve? There's another set of twins. If anybody's thinking about having twins, I know we had like a couple of people name their twins Gif and Jif. What about Siv and Sieve? Especially if one of the parents is named like Steve, you know, and Steve, it can be any gender name. At least I know I've met a few Steves on both sides. I'm trying to think of the most famous Steve, but if, other than Gutenberg, I'm thinking of female, famous female Steves. I have one on the tip of my Sieve-like brain, in Sieve-like brain. But those sound like they'd be tough kids, Siv and Sieve. Don't they? Those sound like trouble already. Probably leather coats, you're right. Leather jackets on Siv and Sieve. You know, probably foiling Nancy Drew, the Hardy Boys, and an elementary. What's the kid? Elementary Brown, I almost called. Encyclopedia Brown. Sorry about that. I'm distracted. So you don't need to listen. I think that's what I was saying. Like, you could do some Siv or Sieve-like listening. I mean, like, have you ever seen Siv and Sieve in school? They're not listening at all. But, you know, just let my words start to seep through your brain. Don't grasp. You don't need to grasp on anything. Hopefully, I'll just escort you. I'll be your companion. I'll keep you company while you cross over the threshold from wake to sleep. And maybe I'll implant some ideas like that. And they might sound like right now. You say, well, Siv and Sieve. But then tomorrow, you'll write it down on a napkin, and you'll realize, like, the life that would wait a sieve and a sieve, that's all they could do. I mean, they could strain pasta. That would be the sieve and sieve's pasta straining business, pasta buffet. I don't know. Sieve and sieve would probably be, they're better off up to no good. I mean, so maybe you won't name your kids Sieve and Sieve. I wouldn't even know what, other than starting with the letter S and that there's I's and E's and V's in there, I wouldn't even know how to spell it. Who do you think's older, Siv or Sieve? Are they, what are the two kinds of twins? I get the word they're not elementary twins. There's fraternal twins, is that identical twins? And then the other kind, I don't know if it's fraternal. You think all twins are fraternals, right? Because they're related? I don't know. Sorry. So if you're new here, clearly you don't need to listen to me. If you did listen to me and they say, okay, yeah, I don't need to listen to this clown, or whether you just take my words at face value and it confuses you so much you find it harder to listen. But here's my permission. You don't need to listen to me. Sorry, and you won't hear that, but then somebody was walking by with one of the garbage cans from my apartment building, so I had to pause it there, and I, believe it or not, in the 4 seconds it took for them to go by, I forgot what I was talking about, other than Siv and Sieve. So, but if you're new here, you don't need to listen, you're under no pressure to listen, you're also under pressure, no pressure to fall asleep. I'll be here for 50, 55 minutes to keep you company, because some of the listeners, they don't fall asleep, and I'm here the whole time. Your boyfriend, your companion in the deep, dark night, your distraction with, you know, the man with the sieve-like brain, Sieve. If I could be at a place of oddities, you know, I'd be, you know, Sieve, Mr. Sieve, the man with the sieve-like brain. You watch the facts pour, you know. You see, this one, they'd say, well, he's faking it. He clearly is faking it. He didn't just pitch us on naming our children Siv and Sieve, and now he's pitching. I'll tell you what, Barnum and Bailey, maybe you would have stayed in business if you took me up on my proposal. No offense. Oh, that's Ringling Brothers. Is that different? Oh, wait a second. They never even contemplated that whole thing. Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey. So was that some sort of merger? Holy, somebody get the FTC on the horn, because we could have prevented this whole thing. And don't worry, what's the fancy circus called? I'll think of it as I'm talking. But I'm developing a pitch with them. I'll do like a Mr. Sieve with a Sieve-like brain. But, you know, I'll be dancing with ribbons and you know, wearing a more like skin tight, flowy, but also flowy costume. And I'll have, you know, I'll be in, you know, I'll have like a mime thing going. So don't worry, I'll be ready for that. What's that called? De La Soul? Maybe we could get De. Why can't I think of there's the largest circus, Cirque du Soleil. No wonder I got it mixed up with De La Soul. I mean, I wonder if there was a lawsuit back. Cirque de la Soleil. If you're thinking about rebranding, what better time than now? I think 80s nostalgia is at an all-time high, at least in my brain it is. But yeah, I think that's maybe I put the whole Seven Seas performance on hold and pitch that. Anyway, I'll work on it while you're asleep. Don't worry, I'll be here. So if you're new, just in case you're still, if you're new and you're still with me and you're still skeptical, don't worry about the skeptical part. I totally understand that. I just want to give you like a setup. So here's the structure of these podcasts for future use. We got 5 minutes of business at the top of the show. That's how we like, that's how we try to keep the show going and keep it free and try to keep the archives free. Then we have a 12 to 14 minute intro, which we're on the tail end of. That kind of sets the mood for the podcast. Some people listen to it while they're brushing their teeth or whatever as part of their wind down. Some people fall asleep during it. You're welcome to use it however you wish. And then the story portion of the show will come up. Tonight's my neighbor Ray's coming by to talk about some theme park thing that he checked out. So he'll be excited. He's my neighbor. He lives next door. I told him, since there's like probably a lot of new listeners since his last appearance, he's got to explain everything. So he'll explain all that stuff. And he's really good at talking without a point. Like, I think I know what he's going to talk about. And I say, okay, well, isn't it? He's here. He's saying, don't spoil his appearance. So he's the nicest guy, so much nicer than me. And also twice as boring. He just went to use the restroom. So also twice as boring, probably. He was pretending to leave, and now he's looking back in here smiling at me because he knows I was kidding. Because I'm, you know, I'm the boy with the sieve, I'm Sieve, the boy whose brain's a sieve, or sieve, or whatever. Okay, he's gone again, but he's real nice. He's probably the nicest person, that I've encountered in the world. Other than you that are listening, you know who you are, but the rest, you know, other than that, Ray's really nice person. So if you're new, that's a show, 5 minutes of business, pretty essential to keep the show going, then the intros, and then the story part of the show. And so you can listen at your leisure, you can fall asleep whenever you want, there's no tests, new episodes come out Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. And if you're skeptical, why wouldn't you be? I got a creaky, dulcet voice. I don't make much sense. This podcast is supposed to put you asleep. More to keep you company and put your mind at ease and distract you while you fall asleep at your, whenever you feel like it. So there's no pressure. I work really hard at this show. That might be the most unbelievable thing. But, you know, because I've been there sleepless and I've needed distraction and craved it and gotten it from comedy and stuff like that. And I want to give it back to you because you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve some rest and to sink into your bed. And, you deserve not to dread bedtime. That's what I always, for the longest time, did. And so I make the show for anybody going through something like that or something similar. And, even if you're just new here and you're not sure about this show, give it a few tries because I'm glad you're here. And I really hope, I really yearn to help you fall asleep. And I'm glad you came by. Thanks. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, ZocDoc. And I think all of us have that family member that you tend to change the subject or kind of bend the truth around when they start asking, you know, for life updates. Oh, why are you still living at home? Oh, when are you doing this? Oh, what's your job again? And while grinning and bearing it with relatives like that is considered polite, there's no way you should be doing that with your doctor. You know, when you have questions or your doctor's asking you questions about your life, you want to have someone you feel comfortable enough to be honest with. And that's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. And we're not just talking about a few. We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And just like I said, we're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. And you can filter for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're looking for. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. And I love hearing from listeners who have tested out ZocDoc, whether they've gotten new insurance, they've moved to a new area, because they found out the same thing I have, how easy it is to use and how great it is to see all of your options. So we've tested it out. You should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/sleep and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/sleep. 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 Thanks, everybody. Hello, 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 my friends. This is your neighbor Ray, your friend Ray. And it's been a little bit of a while since I've been on the podcast, and I'll tell you all that. But Scooter has bullet points here for me to follow. And bullet point one, after saying, I'm so glad to be here, I'm so glad to be in your ears, my friend. Oh, I've missed you so. I have missed all of you podcast people so much. It is so good to be in your ears here. So comfortable. What a wonderful place to be in the human ear. And if I had a cap to tip to you, I would tip you for letting me in your ears. It's a very brave choice to let Ray in your ears. And I mean, I'll do my best to take your mind off of things just like little pod boy does. But I'm glad you're here, as Scooter likes to say. But for those of you that have never met me before, I'm Scooter's neighbor, Ray. And that's R-A-Y, and like a little ray of sunshine, I hope to bring a smile to your face, to warm your cheeks, and kiss your cheeks. I mean, not physically kiss your cheeks, but to kiss your cheeks and say, oh, hello, hello, hello. I am so happy. So who am I? Scooter, this is the thing. Introduce yourself to the new listeners, Ray. Now, I can't believe how many people listen to this podcast now. Scooter was telling me, and I said, holy moly, I don't even know. Holy cow. So that is important for me to introduce myself. So I'm Scooter's neighbor, Ray. I said that. I live in Ray Perkins. If you don't search me on the internet, though, because I don't like that, that's my name, Ray Perkins. And it's not, you know, but, you know, I'm retired, so don't worry about finding me at the LinkedIn or whatever that thing is. But I happen to live next door to Scooter, and he's my neighbor. He's been my neighbor since before he started this little podcast thing. And one day he said to me, Ray, well, okay, let me tell you a couple things about being Scooter's neighbor. So I live next door to this young man, and he doesn't want to be a grouch, but he's a little bit afraid. I don't know if he's afraid of people, but he thinks he is. I think that's his problem. And I also think he doesn't think he likes people, but he really does. But he's also introvert. And I forget those things since I'm an extrovert. I forget this sometimes, little Andy, that's what I call him sometimes, that he needs a little time on his own to escape from the world and have a little quiet time. Now, I get recharged just sitting there looking at little Andy, being uncharged by having me looking at him. But so I have the pleasure of being his neighbor. And I've lived next door to him for quite some time. And he lives in a little apartment building with four little units there. And we just had quite a storm come through here. But so I've seen this little pod boy. And before, he would always try to walk by me. We talked about this on the show before. But he would always try to avoid, Ray, and I'd say, oh, hello. I think he always tries to turn over a new leaf. So when he first moved in, he was very friendly. I figured out who he was, and he has a daughter. And I said, oh, this is an interesting story here. And I think that's when everything, and then he started to avoid me. He didn't want to share his story. And I think, as with all of us, our stories are still being written and told at the same time, or some such thing. But so, he, for the longest time, he would try to avoid me. He would, if he goes down his driveway where the parking, before he used to never have a car. And now he leases one of these cars. So, but before that, he would try to avoid me, pretend he's on the phone, or act like he didn't see me. And he would race down the driveway. But I would say, oh, hello, hello. And he goes by many different names. He doesn't go by Scooter, but I call him Scooter. I also call him the Pod Boy. And so we've become friends, and becoming friends with him is a bit like digging, it's work. It's a lot of work. Also, because of him, I have two young men that live with me that are like my, children, but they're grown, but they're not boys, but they act like the boys. One was a boy who once was a king, and he used to go by a name, T-O-M-M-E-N. But now he goes by Mikey. He lives with me. You may remember when I picked him up last year, he was going in his, he had had enough of his mother. He said, I'm going to live with Ray. And he came and lived with me, Mikey. And then his best friend is the Gregor. And once he lived in the same area as Mikey, but he's a big boy. And so the three of us live together. So now Scooter never comes over, even though he likes both of them and they like him. I think it's like too much for Scooter to handle. But so I live next door, and more about me. I'm an older gentleman. I'm retired, and my age will not be revealed. And remember, age is just a number. Scooter calls me Scooter doesn't even know how old I am. And I honestly think Scooter would know the difference between 55 and 95 if you put him in a lineup. I think the only ages Scooter knows are and this is true, 20, 40, and 90. Those are the ages Scooter can, and then under 20. Those are the ages he knows, and then a baby. So Scooter doesn't know really ages. He doesn't need to know my age. I'm an experienced man, and I've lived a full life. Now, why does Scooter have me on the show? That's the question new people could be asking themselves. And that's because your friend Ray, I love a lot of things. I love the world. I love people. I love the sun. I love the earth. I love the planet. I love water. But one thing I love is theme parks. Your friend Ray loves the theme park. Disney theme parks are my top choice. But I also go to other theme parks, and so Scooter has me on the show one time because he said, Ray, you could talk about a theme park for hours, like even the hotel he could talk about, because I would tell Scoot, I said, well, you should have seen the tile in this bathroom. It was like, I said, I'd never seen tile like that in a bathroom. And he said, well, don't talk about the bathrooms, but you could talk about the, come on the podcast. And then I got to learn about podcasts. And, you know, I listen to Doughboys, and I love Karen and Georgia. I don't know if they're listening, but I love them so. And all the people, Dustin and Dan and Cody and Rand. Oh, I would love to meet Randy, Randy H. But anyway, Scoot has given me a time sign because I'm still not. So Scooter said, why don't you come on the podcast? Why don't you talk about Disney theme parks? This was the first time it came on. And lo and behold, people fell asleep. Now, not everybody falls asleep. So some people will skip these because they say, well, Ray's not my cup of tea, which is fine. You know, I'm not everybody's cup of tea. That's just a fact. But so, you know, I do get the honor of coming on this podcast and talking about things. And Scooter, now, Scooter always says it's me, but Scooter's very, holy cow, does he take this podcast seriously, this pod boy? Because every day I'm like, when am I going to be able to go on the podcast again and talk about theme parks, Scooter? I went to this theme park, and I went to this one, and I rode this ride. And he said, Ray, you know, this us making a sleep podcast and making it sound free and easy is a lot of work. It doesn't do, And he said, it takes a lot of planning. And he said, I have to plan out when there's going to be a character voice on because I don't want to mess people's rhythm up. If there's a show with characters, I can't have a guest on because, you know, I want to make sure everybody has something to listen to every single week. Because I know Scooter, he would probably do like an on-location episode all the time, too. But he said, well, that doesn't work for everybody. Plus, it's a lot more work. So I said, fine, let me know when you want to come on. And then the next day, I said, when am I going to come on the podcast? And he said, well, when the character voices are done, right? So that you're not waking anybody up that doesn't want to be woken up. And I said, oh, fine. But the reason I ask is because, oh, it's just such an honor to be on the show. Such a pleasure. You people are so nice. You would think that being sleepless would make people irritable, like Scooter is normally. But you people are so kind, and you say, oh, Ray, we love you so. And Scooter tells me, he says, Ray, the listeners love you like nothing I've ever seen. And I said, well, Scoots, it's just a matter of talking to people and smiling. Like, you walk around with a frown looking at the ground. How's the world going to love you if you don't let them in? And he said, there's no room at my inn, Ray. My inn is closed and out of business, and it's not open. And also, it's only a mule stall or something. And I said, what are you talking about, little pod boy? And he said, anyway, Ray, let's not talk about me. The listeners love you. They love you so much. And I just had a tear in my eye. I said, oh, hope those listeners, I knew anybody. And I said, Pat Boy, they love you too. And then he said, Ray, he goes, I got to go. Like, he says that a lot. You know, I think that's the thing in his whole, it's a coping mechanism, I believe. But so thank you for letting me come on the show, and thank you for letting me be in your ears. Such an honor. So tonight, Scooter was said. I was telling him I went on this one ride. Experience would be a better word, or a tour. And I went on it about 5 or 6 times to collect as much data and richness as I could to share it with all of you. And finally, it's time, but I just done it, so this timing just worked out perfectly. Now, down in the Los Angeles area is a place called Universal Studios, and it's a working studio, but it also has a theme park. And I realize there's a lot of, like there's a lot of things there, but the one thing you have there is a Universal Studio tour. And I don't know why everybody in the world isn't talking about this tour. Now, I may have gone on this 20 or 30 years ago, but somehow your friend Ray had forgotten all about it. And I was down there, and they had a little bargain going for people from California. So I headed down there, and this tour, holy cow, you get it. Now, I'll tell you all about it. I'm going to take you through the tour. Not like a tour guide, though. Like, I'm sitting there, like, I'll tell you the story of when I was on this tour. Because I went on it so many times. I said, well, I got to go on this again. It's different every time. And you have a tour guide, and you have all these tram cars full of passengers, and they have different things going on to entertain you. And you're going by behind the scenes. Now, I will answer one question. I did not see any celebrities. About the most famous thing I saw, depending on who you, what level of fame, is either Robert Zemeckis' parking spot or Ted Danson's parking spot. And you can choose who you think is more famous. Or I saw the building where Mindy Kaling films a show, but I was hoping to see her. And I saw the back of someone. And I yelled, Mindy, Mindy, Mindy. But it was not her. But they were walking into the building where she shoots a show. Also, there was the show, I think it's called The Void. Well, I'll tell you all about that on the tour. But I didn't see any celebrities. I mean, unless you consider what part of the celebrities that are part of the tour. So I was hoping to see some celebrities. So let me get you, let me take a little break here, and then we'll take you on the Universal Hollywood Studios tour. Thank you, everybody. Hello, everybody. This is your friend Ray. I'm back again. I hope I don't sound too different. I did have a little snack to make sure I'm at 100% here to give you my best and my greatest, my best and my brightest. But I want to take you on the Universal Hollywood studio tour. And your friend Ray, oh, you, now you know how much Ray loves a good ride. And I also love a queue. Now, a queue is when you have to wait in line. And there's probably a couple of things you need to know about this studio tour. I never saw the wait over 30 minutes, but they have plenty of signs all over Universal with how long you have to wait in line. And they have an application so you could look it up on your phone. And I found those wait times to be highly accurate. And what you do is you actually go to another part of the park. You go past Simpsons Springfield and Harry Potter Land. And you take a few escalators or a set of stairs if you prefer. And you go down a couple levels. And then when you start to go down, there's someone sitting in the director's chair on the mic, and I said, this is a job for a podcast. I got to call Scooter. And he said, Ray, I did call him, and he said, Ray, I work about 120 hours a week between my job. And then he said, I don't need another job. And I said, Scooter, you'd be perfect for this because you just sit there. The person sits there, and they say the tours are going. They also offer tours in other languages. Those are scheduled while the English tours are running all day. Now, because of the time change, your friend Ray did not get a chance to go on a nighttime tour, but I hear wonderful things about these nighttime tours with the lights on and some such things. So one day I hope to do that, my friends, but holy cow. So, so the queue, the waiting in the line part, the good news and the bad news. And also, you know, Ray, you could call me Pollyanna. I was Pollyanna for one Halloween. Scooter made me be Pollyanna. Scooter doesn't even know who Pollyanna is. He said, is that one of the Little Women? And I pulled the Scooter. I said, what in Louisa May Alcott are you talking about, young man? And then he said, I said, what are you going to be? Seven brides for seven brothers? And he said, Ray, that's too ironic. He said, if I had six other friends and then seven, you know, I would think about that, but that's not a bad idea. And he was giggling about the Louisa May Alcott thing. But I am a Pollyanna, but I have a couple of small objections to propose. Good news, the line is long, but it's always moving. And not a lot can be said. And also, if you like to drink any beverage, you could bring beverages on this tour. As of the time I went on it, they actually said food and beverages welcome. And there was people with adult beverages and soda pop, you know, all those things in line. So that's another good thing. The line can be long, but it is always moving. So that, and it's shaded. So that's not bad. So, but the queue is not very immersive because you're waiting there for the shuttles to pull up. So that was, it wasn't a big issue for me, but what was an issue for me is this is a, now, this is a little different than like a Disney park. And this is not, I do not have a problem with this, that it's not as sanitized. But it's not all. This is like a PG experience, and if you don't talk to your kids, you can't blame the theme park, you know. So if your kids see something, and it's outside the realm of understanding, it's the parent's job or the guardian's job to explain it to them, not the friggin' theme park. So don't go crying about this. But at the same time, I have to live in a world where there's balance, and I say some of these movies that they're showing. Like, I don't know if you want to be explaining to your kid while you're waiting in line what the 40-year-old virgin means, as I heard about 45 times. And then, of course, these boys thought they were funny. And they said, there goes the 80-year-old virgin. And so then I took the mother out to dinner to show them a thing or two. And so believe me, they'll never make that joke again. With what they had. But anyway, they said race, you know, race got a hot streak. Sometimes I do. I'm sorry. It's true, though. But oh boy. So that was the only thing. A couple other ones, and then a little dated with the movies. And you know, like I don't, there's movies spanning the time, and I think it's a tough balance to strike. But I say, well, the kids here, I don't know if they know any of these movies, even the ones, that Ray and Scooter love. Some of them are before me, before Scooter. So as much as I love a movie like Fast Times at Ridgemont High, I mean, I think Breakfast Club, that is an iconic movie for people of Scooter's age, or maybe like 5 years older than him, because they were in high school, I think, Scooter. But Fast Times, I guess, I don't know. I don't know, my friends. But again, I don't want to be called a Pollyanna again. So I had to arrange some kind of objection. So it could be more immersive. It could be, but they do a great job. Like I said, the line is always moving. And another thing, so you wait in your line, then you get on your tram. And I don't know how many cars there are on the tram, but I rode in one, car two, car three, and car four, I believe. And there may be five or six cars. So I had the opportunity to ride in a few different cars. Every time I had a different driver and a different host. And there's a person hosting the ride. And some of them are, you know, some of them are in Hollywood. And you could tell they're working. And some of them could, they're doing a decent job, but they're not really acting. And I enjoyed those things because I said, well, this person's really, you know, putting on an audition. And why wouldn't you? If you were there, you would be, it would probably help you be on and entertain yourself. But who knows who's riding the ride? You know, now you're going to be indelibly. I didn't write down any of the names of the hosts, and I wouldn't out them. I had only one female host. She was wonderful. And she had on giant sunglasses at different points, which I said, well, that's your choice, because they're also on a camera, like a FaceTime camera, so that all the people in the back cars, they can see. Also, it's supposedly hosted by Jimmy Fallon, but all that means is that Jimmy Fallon cracks some jokes about three times during the whole tour, which is about an hour, 40 minutes to an hour plus, depending on how long your tour goes. So you board your tram, and it's a regular tram. It has sides that go down so you feel secure. You also get 3D glasses. I said, what's with these 3D glasses? I knew there was some sort of Fast and Furious thing, but I did not hold. Ray, oh my goodness, the way they build on your expectations on this tour. But so you get in the tram, the host introduces themselves, and then they introduce the driver, and you all clap and cheer, and everything is very well piped in. You can hear it well. There's a way to alert the driver if there's any issue. You see them on screen also playing clips of Jimmy Fallon and movie clips, and then they also have, you know, extra clips in case, you know, you do some sitting, which you will do. And there's also a nice view of some solar. You see a nice view of Burbank, and I think it's West North Hollywood. I don't know. So, and you could even see the Warner Brothers studio. I don't know how, what they think about that, but you could see the Burbank IKEA, which is always nice to know about. Somewhere in Burbank is the headquarters of Farrell and Mr. Harmon and Mr. Dino and all the Starburns things. So that's always, I was looking for, but Scooter didn't say, he said, Ray, I'm busy. I'm at work. Leave me alone. So then the tour departs. Well, like I said, and they say Jimmy Fallon, they do a little joking with him. And then you go down a hill into these banners of movies throughout history. Universal's been 100 years now making the movies. And you see they show the different, and that was nice. And it's just you're driving, you go past it, you find out that this is Universal City. You pass the fire department, which was nice to see. You go by all these escalators that go down to the lower lots. And it was a nice way to start off because you get to listen to your host, which also get, it was so relaxing, this tour. Despite all that you get to do, you just sit there and ride along at the same time. And you, because you're there so long and you can bring a, just drink a snack, it just feels, I don't know, my friends, I love it. I love it so much I went on it 4 or 5 times. But so you go down this hill and then you start to pass like Jurassic Park. So you can hear people having fun on that. And then they talk about all the sound stages. And then you see the sound stage for The Voice. Carson Daly comes on and tells you about The Voice. And I was looking for celebrities. Like I said, I didn't see anyone. And I get those shows mixed up. No offense, Mr. Daly. I love you. Your show, like TG Fry, whatever that show was, you launched a million careers. I give you credit. I know you did. The show Call Me on Friday or whatever it was called, Live Record, Total Request Live or something. You really are the Dick Clark. I give you full. I think I saw Dick Clark's parking spot. I said Mr. Clark. So you pass that sound stage, then you pass some more of the Universal rides, then they talk more about how sound stages and the possibility of the Olympics in Los Angeles and studio planning. Then you see Mindy Kaling. Like I said, I didn't see Mindy Kaling. I did think I saw, and I was yelling a lot. And then like then there's a little thing with Mindy Kaling and that young man who's so nice on a show. But I forgot his name. I've even heard him on podcasts before. Scooter's a little jealous of him because he's very funny. Ike Barinholtz is his name. Wonderful young man. He could live with me and the two boys that live with me. He is nice. I like Ike. And I think that's his name. But so you see that I didn't see either one of them, though. You do see, you know, this could be different every time. You know, there was trailers, the star trailers, where the, you know, dressing rooms. And then you go backstage. And then, like, I was talking to Scooter a lot during this because he was telling me where he would live. After I told him, he said, well, I'd like to live there. I'd like to live on the big Universal backlot. So we were picking places where Scooter could live. And after you pass some of the sound stages, you get to some of the old school bungalows where there used to be Rock Hudson's dressing room. That's where I saw Robert Zemeckis's, also the De Laurentiis's. I saw the parking spots. I saw Ted Danson's parking spots. I think I saw Kristen Bell's parking spot, but I'm not sure about that. I was trying to, the person wouldn't move out of my way. And there was a place to, if Scooter was there, he could charge his car. I saw a couple of places to charge cars there. But they see all these old bungalows, and I think now that's where production teams will do the writing and the meeting and the, you know, the offices. They used to be changing rooms, or dressing rooms, they call them. But now the offices, and Scooter said, I mean, of course, that would be his dream to live there. It maybe be an office, but he would really live there and then go adventuring in the Universal Studios tour. And he said, I'm positive this was a theme of like, one of my shows when I was little. I don't know if it was Gary Coleman or, you know, Scooby-Doo, but he said, oh, hey, Ray, I'm so jealous of you on this tour. So I kept calling him and FaceTiming him and all those things. So you get to see all these bungalows, which are nice, which are just like little apartment buildings, you know, it's tough to describe, but, and you look at all the, like I said, the parking spots, Robert Zemeckis and all those things. And there was other many famous people. And that was on the left side, and on the right side are giant sound stages. And you pass through there. And I think, I'm trying to think if there was any other things I remember about that. I don't remember much else. But then you go to the New York sets. And I think they call it New York Street or some such thing. But you get it to, also, when Scooter was FaceTiming, this Scooter, he, because it was, also, he went on the tour with me all those times, five times by FaceTime, because he's such a podcast pro. He saw a set for, he said it was either a military barracks or a prison. None of the tour guides pointed it out, but Scooter saw it, and then I saw it. And I think this is like Jimmy Stewart Street, but you start to see like sets of city that they can make into different cities, not just New York City. And they have a giant mural and different style buildings. And we didn't get we only got to go down one street, so we didn't see a whole lot. But, you know, this is like what you see in the movies about the movies, you know what I'm saying? Also, of course, I was looking for Ryan Gosling and, the young woman, how did I forget her name, but from La La Land. I said, where's the cafe? Where's the singing cafe? Because I would like to see Emma Stone and sing with her and dance with Ryan Gosling, or either one. I don't care. I would love to dance with either one. But this is the New York streets. I did see signs for a cafe, and I wondered if it was the one, but I think it was a different studio that they were in. But so there's, I mean, but anyway, in all of that, Damien, he is so talented. Oh, what a wonderful filmmaker. I've got a case of the Scooters. I can't say it's Damien Chazelle. I want to say Shazam. But so you get to New York streets and you see a nice little sets and they explain to you Force Perspective and about, how Steven Spielberg, the brilliant Steven Spielberg, had some of these ideas. Now, because it's a tour, they didn't talk about the tough times. Like, they had some tough times here with some damage and things. But they said that Steven Spielberg, you know, these were just supposed to be facades. But Steven Spielberg said, well, it's facade my butt, so let's make these into full sets so we could just, it makes it easier for everybody. And so that was wonderful. And, oh, and you just, you know, all the smiling going on and, like, you know, there's things you see. And you see other tour groups and you can wave at them. And there was, like, a building where they filmed some of Mindy Kaling's show and they said they filmed one of the Spider-Mans there. There was a building that looked like a courthouse, and I wondered if that was related to Back to the Future, but they didn't say anything about Back to the Future there. And you could see something that looked like the Jacob Javits Center in the back and something that looked like a movie theater, and they have clips from a movie. I don't know which movie it was. It's a Jim Carrey movie. I think Liar Liar, some such thing. I think that was called Brownstone Street because there was brownstones. And then at some points in my different tours, you would stop more because there'd be tour groups in front of you, other trams running behind schedule. But next up, you go up a hill and then you start to hear from Mr. Peter Jackson from Lord of the Rings fame. And he talks about how much he loves special effects in King Kong. And then he talks about the personality of King Kong and some of the effects. Then you go into a temple based on, like, this is part of a ride almost. I said, is this like a ride? What are we doing? And then you go into this little area. And holy moly, your friend Ray's got to tell you, this was, my mind was blown. It's a 360-degree movie. On both sides of the car, above the car, and the car moves. The trams move, and they even move like they're going fast, and there's water coming, and there's fog effects. And it's all about where King Kong says how much he loves humans and Peter Jackson. And it was touching. And, oh, it was so fun to have, like, he wanted to tickle us. And he really does. He loves people, that King Kong. But it was so, it was in 3D. So you put on your 3D glasses and, well, it was really enjoyable. Then you go out of there and then you're back in the sunlight and you say, well, boy, I was just on Kong Island. And so that was something I don't think I'll ever forget. And you see all the special effects there. And then you pass something I couldn't figure out. It's called Stage 55 or some such thing. And I couldn't, it was obscured. I don't know if that was actually like a real stage or it was just part of the tour. But the next thing you do is you pass some of the cars from movies, like Flintstone cars, cars from Fast and the Furious movies, a car from the Back to the Future that's not the DeLorean. And then you go through some cars for Jurassic Park, and then they pretend you're in Jurassic Park, where you just get sprayed with a little water. So if it was hot out, it was nice. And not a lot of water. And then you go down into this, south of the border village. They say this is Little Mexico, I think is what they called it. And then they show you how they make it rain and thunder and lightning. And then they do a little flash flooding, believe it or not. And then if you're in the car. Now, this one was best in car 4 and car 3, where you say, oh, boy, the water's coming. In the water, you don't really get wet. It just feels like you're going to. And really a fun shared experience, everybody on there, even my third, fourth, fifth time, everybody was saying, oh, you know, and you get, it was fun hearing the rain and how the different hosts, the tour guides handled it. Everybody did it a little different. There's an appearance by Al Roker on the screen. And that, so that was fun. Then you go through all the Western sets, which was interesting, just seeing them and seeing some people working and seeing how they move things and, you know, just keeping an eye on that. And then you go, that takes a little while. And if you're a fan of Western movies, that's nice. Then you go to the set of Bones, the TV show Bones, an old, I don't know if that's still, I don't think that's on the air anymore. And I think this used to be an old, before Scooter's time, like a Battlestar Galactica thing. But and I know I've seen it on the TV. But you go into a bot station, just like if we have here in the Bay Area, imitation bot station, where you get some disaster effects. And I think this probably was like before King Kong, this was like the cat's meow. Because again, you see like different special effects, live, real effects, and water and other things. And I thought to myself, it's nice they're keeping this up. All these like the new effects, like the King Kong, and then the rain in the Little Mexico, and then this, because it really makes it feel full. And it was fun, and there's water, so people are having fun again, like thinking the, you know, the water's going to come in the car, but it never does. And there's just lots of other cool things. Now, after this, at one point, one of my trams ran out of gas or some such thing. So we had to change trams. But that was the last tour I took. And then after this, you go into Amity. Remember Amity? That's where Bruce, the college friend, lives. Also goes by JWS. And you get to see effects from that movie. You get to see Bruce, the college friend. Also, you see that it was also where Murder, She Wrote was. I don't know what the town was called, like Scooter just yelled at me, Cabot Cove. So that was interesting. You say, oh, well, this also was a set of Cabot Cove. And this was the other place Scooter said he would live. He said, I would like to live in Amity, Cabot Cove. It looked like there was some spots there where Scooter could sleep with a sleeping bag and pretend he's inside of a facade. And also there was a lifeguard chair overlooking the Amity Bruce thing, where Scooter said he would like to sit there and comment on the rides. Now, after this, the tour was different once or twice. I got to see the Desperate Housewives houses and where they shot some of that show. I only watched a few episodes of that show, but it's called Wisteria Lane, and that was, so that was cool. And it looked just like on the TV, and they explained to us how they would change the house if they needed to do some such thing. And I thought that was very fun, seeing the Wisteria Lane. It was like, I said, holy moly, like this is where the housewives are. So that was very fun. Then you pass by Whoville, like this one of the sets left over from Whoville, from Ron Howard's a Grinch movie. And the Christmas tree is up, and Ron Howard talks about making the movie. And I wonder what that would look like at night. I wonder if that would be interesting. Then they have a real effect next, but I can't talk about it on the podcast. But it's fun. It's from it's from a movie with a house and a motel, and it's just very fun. And it really looks like an old motel. And I said, oh, this would be cool at nighttime too. But also that they keep it there and they don't worry about the space. And then you see the house on the hill. And again, when I was showing Scooter, he said, I would like to go hiking on all the back. I need to get a bike. I need to explore this studio tour. And I said, Scooter, I don't think that's going to happen for you. And then after that, you go up a hill, and then there's like some interplay about the Fast and the Furious going on and off. And you see The Rock and you see the FBI setting up your finale. But before we get to the finale, there is like, I think it's the world's largest green blue screen. And so you see like in the distance, it's set up, and then they were doing different things when we were there. They weren't filming anything, but they were preparing, and there's a big lake they can use. And at the time I was there, there was a log cabin. I said, maybe this is from like one of these movies that was recently out. I don't know. But I think Rihanna's been there doing videos, and Lady Gaga. And so that was very, very exciting. And then like just seeing it, to be there, to be in the hills and to see the like Burbank and all those things and the Los Angeles mountains and the beautiful blue sky, green. And oh, it was just so relaxing. And then the finale is like a Fast and the Furious thing. So you go into like The Rock calls you. Or calls a ride, and they say, there's somebody, you know, Dom is here, and we got to hide out. And then, you know, with those Fast and Furious movies, I say, Dom, are you a good guy or what? What is going on? Are you undercover or double undercover? Because I never know with Dom. I say, Dom, my buddy, my friend, what are you up to? But so, what was I saying? So then you go in, and then... I don't know the characters' names, but two of the lovely characters from the show, they say, we'll hide you out. We're having a dance party. I think Michelle is Letty is the name in the show. And they say, don't, you know, no cell phones. And it's interesting effects. Then the lovely Vin Diesel shows up, and he, you know, and then the FBI shows up, but Vin Diesel takes charge. And I'll tell you, this Scooter, he called Vin Diesel. He said Vin Diesel will be a star when he saw him in the boiler room. He said, this guy is a star. At least that's what Scooter tells me. I didn't know Scooter back when the boiler room was out. But he said, I know that is a genuine star, Vin Diesel. The Rock is as well. And we enjoyed him and Lin-Manuel Miranda and all in the Moana. But so this is not Moana. So you go, and then Dom says, don't worry, we'll hide you out. Then you put on your 3D glasses again. And this one is like a bit of a video game. It's 3D like the King Kong ride. But it's actually a little more immersive. And I couldn't figure out if you're actually moving or the only pretend moving. Because you and the tram get into one of the Fast and the Furious movies. And it is furious. It did feel like really there was so much going on to try to pick up. Even after five times, I said, Gaston's in there. I said, that's Gaston over there. Because I had forgotten that Gaston was in the Fast and the Furious. I forgot his name now in the Fast and the Furious. He's like, he's not a good guy in there, but I guess Gaston's not. No one, something's like Gaston. But don't worry, Vin Diesel takes good care of him, and also Letty takes care of his truck and this But this ride is three-dimensional. What a state of the art. I assume it's state of the art. It felt like it to me. And you're going through, it did seem like a lot of, I forget why they were doing it. I think just because someone left the cell phone on, the whole thing. And they said, really, you did all that because one of the people left the cell phone on? That seems like a waste of gasoline. So that's how that goes. And then you're finished. Then everybody cheers for the driver and the host. And then you park and everybody disembarks. There's a restroom there because you couldn't go to the restroom the whole time. So I don't think I could bring Scooter with me because Scooter can't. He drinks too many liquids. So he always has to be going to the bathroom, especially when he's at these parks with the soda. Now, they don't have unlimited soda, so Scooter probably won't go here like they did at the Universal in Orlando. So then you get off the ride and you see, I mean, I said to myself, Ray, you got to go on this again in another 20, 30, 40 minutes. And I wanted to go when it was nighttime, but that did not work out because of the time change. And I think because of the time of the year I was there. But, oh, my friends, you will love this Universal Studios tour. I'm trying to think, so let me just run through it again. So you go down, you go through the sound stages and the bungalows. Then you go through the New York City streets. Then you go through the West. Then you go through King Kong and the Peter Jackson. And then you go through the water effects and the Western Station, Western area, the subway station, and the Cabot Cove. I think I did do everything, my friends. It is, oh, what a wonder. I mean, I would pay the whole cost to go to the park just to do that two or three times. And plus, you're sitting the whole time, and it's so relaxing. You could chit-chat. And then I did say to the one host, I said, her name was Tatiana. I said, whoa, look at those giants. I said, do you mind if I ask you a few questions? Well, the one time I had to ask the boys, those boys that were not nice to me, I had to, I said, well, could I buy you boys and your mother a butter beer? And they said, well, we're making fun of you. And I said, well, I'll just buy you a butter beer and your mother and, to make up for it. And then then we had some dinner. So that was with those boys. But this was another trip with this Tatiana, and she had these giant sunglasses. I said, those are giant. And I said, do you consider yourself an actress? Because I do. And she said, well, I think she was doing a lot of improv. I said, oh, well, do you have a podcast? And she said, well, I'm thinking about it. And I said, well, I know a pod boy. I said, I don't think he could help you with your podcast because he's afraid of people. But, he's a pod boy, so I could ask him any questions you have. And that was the last tour of the day. So I said, well, could I walk you away from your tour? And she said, well, I got to go with it. And I said, well, I said, I'd love to hear. I said, I got some questions. And she said, well, I'm off duty now. What's your name? And I said, my name's Ray. And I said, why don't we, I was being humble. I've actually recorded some podcasts. But she said, oh, really, you? And I said, oh, really, me? What does that have to do? You were judging me with a little ageism. And she said, she laughed at that one. And I said, I could probably teach you. I said, microphone technique is one of the more important things. And I said, I could tell you have a cat confidence. And I said, you're very cat-like. So I'm sure. And then she said, well, you should come meet my cats. And I said, well, maybe I won't, and because you said you'll give me a hard time. And so I trained her on how to record a podcast. We just recorded a conversation. We deleted it because it was we were just talking when we were recording. We were just talking. And I was interviewing her mostly. Actually, we were pretending we were reporters. I was pretending I was interviewing her about the boy that lives in the Universal Studios, the Scooter story, the bad boy story. We also had Scooter on speakerphone, but I told him not to talk because we were laughing at him and I knew he would be whimpering. And she was, so I said, well, hello, I'm Duke Dukers from, I said, this is the, we pretended it was one of those podcasts where you will look into things. And we were reconstructing the boy who lived And he, in this one, he was obsessed with Angela Lansbury, which I think Scoot is more obsessed with Bette Midler than Angela Lansbury. But she was in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, which I know Scooter loves. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Bang Bang. Scooter does love saying that and loves it when I say it. Oh, but my friends, I think that's it for our tour. It was so enjoyable taking you with me, and I'm so glad to be back in your ears. I missed you so. My friends, my friends, my friends, it's your friend Ray. And remember, you know, greet the day with a smile and close the day with a smile. And all day long, when you can, take a smile. Turn a frown upside down, especially, you know, remember, I live next to Scooter, and I still smile all day long. Try to be nice and try to have fun. That's all, you know, be nice and have fun. That's all. And don't forget the sunscreen. And take a tour, because Ray loves you. Good night. I wanted to say thanks and good night to everybody supporting the show on Patreon. Rebecca, thanks and good night. Rita, thank you and good night. Britt, B, thanks and good night. Sherilyn, thank you and good night. Marcy, thanks and good night. Darren W, thank you and good night. Sheila, thank you and good night. Martin, thanks and good night. Allie P, thank you and good night. Wendy, thanks and good night. B, good lowercase b, thanks and good night. Laura P, thanks and good night. Thanks and good night to Lakin. Thank you and good night to Lindsay K. Thank you and good night to Joshua N. Trini, thank you and good night. Doran, thank you and good night. Thanks and good night to Brandon. Thank you and good night to Shallow Gal. Thank you and good night to Amber. Thanks and good night to Laura. Thank you and good night to Alan. Good night and thank you to Gigi. Brandon, good night and thank you. Jonathan, thanks and good night. Lisa, thank you and good night. Josh, thanks and good night. Samantha, thanks and good night. Dylan, thank you and good night. BJ, good night and thank you. Amelia, good night and thank you. Miles, thanks and good night. Garrett, thank you and good night. Helen, thank you and good night. Tori, thanks and good night. Thank you and good night to Catherine. Natalie, thank you and good night. Linda, thank you and good night. Todd, thanks and good night. NJ, thank you and good night. Aaron, thanks and good night. Autumn, thanks and good night. Crystal, thank you and good night. Kim, thanks and good night. Jessica, thank you and good night. Charles, thanks and good night. Susan, thank you and good night. Lewis, thanks and good night. Pamela, thank you and good night. Jean, thanks and good night. Madeline, thank you and good night. Shlomo, thanks and good night. Karen, thanks and good night. Andrea, thank you and good night. Mary, thank you and good night. Dallas, thanks and good night. Amy, thank you and good night. Kathy, thanks and good night. Alicia, thanks and good night. Dana, thank you and good night. Garrett, thanks and good night. Emily, thanks and good night. Susanna, thanks and good night. Carly, thanks and good night. Dan from space, thanks and good night. Melissa, thank you and good night. Aaron, thank you and good night. Jessica, thanks and good night. Matthew, thanks and good night. Kay, thank you and good night. Susan, thanks and good night. Mozakamon, thanks and good night. Andrea, thanks and good night. Erica, thank you and good night. Shawnee, thanks and good night. Nora, thank you and good night. Ruth, thanks and good night. Tara and Tara, thanks and good night. And Rachel, thanks and good night. Thanks everybody for supporting the show and good night. All right, everybody, Scoots here. I'm doing our month in review on Sleep With Me Plus, which is similar, if you're still listening on Patreon, if you could think about moving over, but it's going to be similar to what you would have seen there this month. And as far as the ad-free episodes, a lot of them are coming out in the ad-supported feed that you all listen to as well. I gotta find the right podcast app. So I was also buying time because, okay. So on Sleep With Me Plus, One of the main differences, everything is separated out into its own feeds. So there's four different podcasts. I'm going to start with the bonus episode podcast. So it just has bonus shows. And on March 2nd, a mayor tour, Welcome to Scooterville, a Postie special edition super deluxe episode came out. These are really cool. They come out on a couple Saturdays a month. And these are something that's just really important, been really important to me. Ideally, down the road, we'll have budget to do more or somebody else even do a version two. But it's basically Chris Postie Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful. It takes an episode of Sleep With Me and reimagines it in a sense, which that's pretty much it. That's all the instructions for Chris. Hey, take an episode, reimagine it. But this year, Chris has been doing this for years. So in the bonus feed, it's years and years and years of this. As a matter of fact, in the bonus feed I'm looking at, there's 377 episodes. I think that's in the Boar Besties feed. But so right now in 2024, is that what year it is? Chris is doing this Scooterville series. So definitely worth checking out if you're like, love sleeping me, you're looking for something like a little bit different with some sound design, you want to listen to it during the day, or a lot of people, when they start to support the show and they discover these, this is what they sleep to because everybody's a little bit different. What else we got in this feed? Audio news, Scooterville. Oh, Contact. TNG Contact Part 2 came out since I think we last recorded this. And then a Fearless Flyer episode is about to come out. I think maybe this week, the February Fearless Flyer episode. Okay, then Boar Besties and Boar Friends also get a feed with all intro and all night shows. So Thursday night, an all intro episode came out. Weird, the all night episode. I might have archived it. But Big Farm in the Sky PI. Huh, I guess there's an all-night episode that's going to come out or should be in this feed that is, so doesn't seem to be there. So this is good. I'm checking this. This is live quality control. Maybe it's in another feed. I put it in the wrong feed. But yeah, not sure which one it is either. So I'll have to look into that. So that's interesting. Okay, then you get a feed with ad-free full episodes. And so they don't have any, they don't have the supporter zone, they don't have the sponsor stuff, they don't have the Mystery Bard music or the thank yous at the end, but they are something that, because you can listen to that in the ad-supported version, right? But so let's see, episode 1245 came out Sunday, that was Great British Bake Off episode 8, Multiplex episode 3 came out, Hickory Dickory Farms, Ren Faire with Ray came out March 3rd, 1243, 1242, Bake Off episode 7 came out, February 25th, Multiplex episode 2 came out, Julius J. Juice, what else we got, 1240, Apple Cider Redo, that was Trader Joe's Shop and Cook episode, big retraction in that one. You know, retracted my opinion on apple cider donuts from Trader Joe's. So, yeah, and then the audio news. And then in story only, we had, the same thing. Everything comes out on Sleep With Me Plus. This is so cool. There's something we only have been able to do since we moved to a new platform, is we're able to put out the story only episodes and the full episodes on the same day because they're in separate podcasts. We couldn't do that on the old platform because everything would just been too clogged up and it would just been too confusing for a large number of people. So now, yeah, story only, there's like a lot of story only fans and yeah, they got the same thing. Great British Bake Off 8, Multiplex 3, Ren Faire with Ray, Great British 7, Multiplex 2, Trader Joe's Shop and Cook, Apple Cider, then Dessert Week, Great British Bake Off, whatever, episode 6, Multiplex 1, Wandering Towers, Board Game Unboxing. So yeah, that's everything that came out this week. I don't have my calendar in front of me. I've been working really hard at the planning calendar, and we got some exciting stuff coming up to sleep to. That's so exciting, you don't need to listen to it. What do we have? Multiplex 7 I recorded yesterday. Started writing Multiplex 8 today. These are a couple months away, but the Guild, the web series of the Guild, did a part of season 1 of that, and we're definitely going to do season 1 of that. that and probably season two, maybe go on. I don't know. Maybe do season one and season two and take a break. Those will be coming out late spring, early summer. I came up with two new ideas for random Tuesday episodes. One with pillow, like other plush friends, a pillow pet. And then another one that would be called the Marble Vagabond. And those are episode ideas that came out of intros. Neither of those has been recorded, though. Those intros were recorded. The Marble Vagabond intro will be in part two of our coverage of the movie Bring It On. What else have we recorded? We did an episode called Willy Wonka Interactive Experience, Immersive Adventure, which I was really happy with. And that's going to be a new genre of Sleep With Me style show of like poorly run immersive experiences, like the one like that kind of what got a lot of press. And we got to work on the audio for something very similar, but it was called the Willy Wonka Experience. Also not a very high budget experience, but at least it had audio from Scoots or a narrator like Scoots. So that'll come out late spring, early summer. And then our crossover series, we got three episodes done, episode 2, 3, and 4 from season 1. So that'll be coming out this spring too and summer. So yeah, that's everything right now. And thanks so much. If you're listening, it's a free feed. It'd be great if you think about supporting the show at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. This enables us to do everything we do. And those of you that support the sponsors, we also really count on those of you that just spread the word about the show. So thank you for doing that. And that's it. Good night, everybody.